Shemati, he wasn't embarrassed to say he didn't hear about it, and with Shemati and Shachat, rather he said he heard and he forgot. So Marius told about a koponim, he boiled a lishuye lemichla baruta. Listen, this korban Rosh Chodesh still it's a kasha. How come Aaron had it burnt? The Chur could tell me by day he was known and very good, but why didn't he wait till at night time? Let him eat it at night time. The same with it from the other two korbanis, let him eat from this one also. So Marius says, Tumma b'yonis. So what happened was, from this korban Rosh Chodesh, the meat became tumah b'yonis, yet not because of a merirus, but b'yonis it happened, tumah b'yonis, Rashi says, shirotzu l'ashrei tzedal, they wanted to wait till night to eat it then, eat all of them together, and it happened to become tumah b'yonis, that's why they did not eat from this one. Yeah, tumah b'yonis, yabosa. So it says, bishtem, Rabban, it's very good occurrence, Rabban and Chita, I know this, that's what the Pasuk says, Hayyim, says the word Hayyim. Rashi says, Vishon Rabbonim, the Amri, Echot Kot Shisho, Vechot Kot Shidoris, La Lehutalem. It was mutter them to eat it, to Kot Shem at night, Vullo Yom, not by daytime. That's what the Pasuk says, Hayyim. El Ram Nechemyo, My Hayyim, what does it mean, the word Hayyim? According to Nechemyo, Mamonashach, what was mutter for them was mutter even that day. But she says, "Elul Ram Nechem Yodiyom Ma'ashutale Muta Filu B'Yoyim Kan Kotshe Shor Omash Nesa Nesa Falaylom." What's the lashon of Hayyim for them? Smor says, "Just means to say Chayves Hayyim. It means the Chayves of the day. Like why only B'Yoyim? According to him, the Kotshe Dervis is lost even at nighttime. Also, even at nighttime was lost at Edit. So if the instant means the Karbonus of the Chayves Hayyim." In other words, the Kodshei Dervis that comes as the Chavis from the day, like Rosh Chodesh, there's Daka not had to eat it, not at daytime and not at nighttime. So now, Bishlem, Rav Nechem, is going to quote Rav Nechem, Haino, that's what the Pasuk says, Hein Hayoin, says Lashon of Hein Hayoin, Hakrivu. Like Kalemra, she says, Korvin Zel, Chavis Hayoin, Korv. The Kodshei Dervis, so, on Yerich Lenoin and Bitamiya, yeah. It's good according to the Chemi, why it says Lashon of the Sid Hein Hayyim, that they were either today, that today I'm learning. El Rabbonin, my Hein Hayyim, what's Lashon of Hein Hayyim? It's El Rabbonin, the Yamri Shem Lashmat El Balayla Kamalei, Samaya the Kamalei, Hein Hayyim Mekrivu, what's going to do with today? Samaya says, my Hein Hayyim, Hoki Kama, Hein Hikrivu, did they bring it? There'll be a psul of oinin. Ani hikrafti, I brought it. So the lav dafka, the diik of hayyim, the diik of punk that Moshe was Aaron was answering back was, it wasn't his two sons that brought it, the oinin, but rather it was him. He was the kohen god of him, was mutter. Omar ma, what we just said before, hoyu lishloshton si yisrafum, it really should have burnt all three karbonis. Manashach, like if you say now he was an oinin, or because they came tomei, so all three of them should have been burnt. My question, what three kabbonis were there? The Tanya we learned. Pasuk says, V'yesoyer hachatis dorosh dorosh Moshe. So what are we dashing here? Soyer zu soyer nachshon. There's one korban and nasi had to bring. Chatis zu chatis shmini. Special for the shmini shamaluyim. Dorosh, yeah. Soyer shorosh chedish. That was the three kabbonis brought. Yechol, I would have thought to say, shloshon yisufu, that Aaron had all three of them burnt. Tam Levin, Pasuk says, no. V'inei seref. Means Echad Nisraf. Vilesh Lashon, only one was burned, not all three. Vilesh Lashon Nisrafu. Dorash Dorash, it says double Lashon here, meaning Shtei Drishais Lama. Why does it say two times the word Dorash Dorash for? Is Omelu, Mifnei Ma Chatezu Nisrafu, V'elu, V'elu Menoches. V'eni Yedeya, Ezel. Nay, how come Chatez was burnt? V'elu Menoches, and the other one was just left here. Then you die, I don't know why. Ezel. Kishwem, when it says, V'yata noisun lachem lost, it says, Oven Eidor, have yoyim ezeh soya shorash chedish. That's the one that was burnt. They burnt the one shorash chedish, and the other two they didn't. Ishtat, Pshat, and the two drishes were, like Rashi says, one Moshe had a complaint, how come this one was burnt? And even the other two, how come left it over till the night time? Why did by daytime? That was the tainus. And we don't know which one was burnt. When it came out about it was Rosh Chodesh, that's the one that was burnt. Now the Gemara says, Shapekam Le Reb Nechemya. It's very good what Rav Nechemya said, the way he learned. According to Rav Nechemya, it's good what he said, like, how come you didn't burn all three? How come you only burn one, not the other two? Like, if it was a chesaron for aninus, so then Moshe tying it back, why don't you burn all three? So Moshe says, L'taymei diyom ha'kot sheisho lo paslu bu aninus. So it's very good. So according to Nechemya, that was a shaka b'taya. Like, how come you didn't burn all three? And the answer was, the heter was only for kotchei shor. That type of aninus is not pasul, but the one of kotchei doros, that one was burnt. The Amma we said before, hoyleil ochlo l'erev, he should have eaten from them at night time. So chur shapa komu, they said back very good. Kisava, the answer is, aninus lalu d'iraisa. That they hold no, that aninus midiraisa is also even at night time also. If you want to say they were noinim, there wasn't a heter to leave it over for night time, because at night time a noinim is also tidit midiraisa. So Avrach, another pshat was, another reason why it's not a good reason why as the aninus, as they first learned was aninus. So years back was an aninus. Why didn't they eat it at night time? So the answer to that is because lately we hold the zosim midiraisa also. I kachri shor, there was a special heter, but for kachri doris there was no heter. Next question was on that. How come they didn't eat it at night time? I let Pinchas eat it. So Marian says, Chur Shapa Koma, they said back, they asked a good question. So the answer is, Sovlok Reb Leza, that the Omer Reb Leza Rabbi Chanina, Leinis Kayin Pinchas Achargla Zimri. When did Pinchas first become a Kayin? Only after he killed Zimri, not before. You see, the Pesach says, Voisele Lezar Achrov, Briskun Asalem. So he first became a Kayin afterwards, not Bishas. Aaron brought his carbonus. Ravashi Yoma Ad Shesom Shalom Ben Ashrotim, until Pinchas made Shalom between the Shrotim. Shneem in the Pesach says, Yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, when you see Yehida, Rosh Yalfa Yisrael. Vida for the Monami Yoksiv, Oisle Lazaro Achrov, Ki Yksevu Bebrochu, this is one of the Brocha goes afterwards, but not the Kuna. The Kuna was Tali when Pinchas made Shalom Ben Ad Shrotim. Vida Chnami Yoksiv, Yishma Pinchas HaKoyin, Uliyachazar Akrov, it only means to say, give Yichus to his children afterwards. Benach Nami first became a Kayin later, Pshas the Maisav Zimri. Now, Omar Rav, Rav says, Moshe Rabbeinu Kayin Godol, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayin Godol at that time, the first 7 days of the Miluyim. The Chilab B'Kotch Yishmam, he also took apart portions of the Kotchim. Shem the Pasuk says, Me'il Haim Luyim L'Moshe Hoi L'Mona, it was the Moshe portion. Mesa have a question on this. V'Alei Pinchas Hoi Moim. The question before was, how come even if Aaron was a Noinain, why didn't he let Pinchas eat it? Pinchas was not a Noinain. So the question is, V'im Aisa, if what you're saying is true, that Moshe was a Kayin, Lema, why don't they say back, V'alei Moshe Rabbeinu, why you my Moshe was with him? They should have eaten it out, Moshe should have eaten it. Versus Dilma made me know, Shani Moshe the Torah B'Shrin, and Moshe was busy, he had no time to eat it. He was Torah with the Shrin of Kosh Baruch Hu. The Yom HaMalek we said in Moran Shabbos says that Moshe Bashkam Ola Bashkam Yorod, he went up and went down early, he was busy the whole day. Meis, we have a question. It says, Lechem Olakov Mikotche Kedoshim Minakotchim Yochel. Is Yim Nemar Kotche Kedoshim, how can Loma Nemar Kotchim Kalim? If Yim Nemar Nemar Kotchim Kalim, Loma Nemar Kotchim Kotchim, what does that say two things for? It says what? Lechem Olakov Mikotche Kedoshim Yochel is not eat from it. Rashi says, V'bal Mum Ksiv Latiru B'Kotchim, that a Balmum is Larit, both from Kotchi Kedoshim and Kotchim Kalim. So what do I need both Sukkim for? Someone says, yes, Ilu Lanema Kotchim Kalim, someone would have thought to say, Kotchi Kedoshim with the Yorkel Shrehut Lazar. It was once that Azar was able to eat Kotchi Kedoshim, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Olehem, Volehem Kotchim Kalim Lo Yorkel, but Kotchim Kalim not. So maybe even if Azar could eat Kotchim Kedoshim, there's no, if Baal Mum could eat Kotchim Kedoshim, there'd be no proof for Kotchim Kalim. Now, Vilulim Kotchim Kalim, now Lo Yechel, now Vilulim Nema Kotchim Kedoshim would have just said Kotchim Kalim, but not Kotchim Kedoshim. He said, I would have thought to say, the Kotchim Kalim, yeah, Yechel, Enoch Nami, a Baal Mum could eat from Kotchim Kalim. Shem Kalim, they're not so strong, the Kedusha. That the Kotche Kedoshim lay Yechel, they can't even Kotche Kedoshim. The Kachanem, the Prophetic says, Kotche Kedoshim, it says not even Kotche Kedoshim, that a Baal Mum is Larit. Now the Kachanem, the Kotchim Kalim, says both.
Kitani me, what we learn over here, Shrehutu Lazar, that Kotshi Kadoshim was once mutter for Zar. V'lehen, so who is it? Lav Moshe, aren't we talking about Moshe Rabbeinu? So Mashmah, when Moshe had to Kotshim, he was a Zar. Not a Kohen God, not like a Funa. Amar Shesh is loy b'boma. It means to say by the boma, or the Zar, k'divri Eimer, yesh mincha b'boma. The Bishas, the Heter b'boma, even the Zar keep from it, and then they brought a mincha. That's what it means to say that it's a svara that a Balmum keep from Kotshi Kadoshim, because it was Huta by the Bums. You know, by a Boma, not only the bring Korban Oila, but even the Mincha also. Mincha is a Kodesh Kadoshim, so Zar was not even from Kodesh Kadoshim. But you have no right to say Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zar, it could be he was a Kohen God of them. Meisvei, Miriam is Giro, who, when Miriam came out of Tsaras, who passed him, she's the Tishiyaz and the Gas, a Nega. In time of Moshe is Giro, I Moshe Zarhu, Moshe was a Zar. So Kuru Kissi, you see clearly, Moshe is called a Zar, not a Kohen. So we'll soon answer this. All right, we'll stop here. Third daf, Kuf Bei Zomer Aleph, the top of the Gemara. Again, last Shaila was that Rav said that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So now we're asking questions. And the last question was again that Meisvei we had that Miriam Mihas Gira, who like pronounced Miriam to be in Saras. In time, if you want to tell me Moshe is Gira, Moshe Zarhu, says Moshe was a Zar, so it is the Kashtan Rav, Mashma Moshe was not a Kain. Now up to the top of Kuf Bezim, and all of the top of Gemara.